Often, movies and TV shows just can't quite seem to get New Orleans right. But a steamy new TV series promises to change that. Garden District is written by local playwright Rosary O'Neill, and it stars a slew of familiar, award-winning local actors. Today, we're talking to Garden District actress Kelly Lind and producer Jennifer Zoe Taylor about this provocative new entry in small-screen storytelling about New Orleans. Hello, Kelly and Jennifer, and thank you both for coming today.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Tell me a little bit about the backstory here. What is Garden District about, and how did it come to be?
Garden District came about because I met Rosary O'Neill on Christmas night last year. Jennifer had just finished doing a Kickstarter campaign for a film that I was in, that she produced and directed and wrote. And I think Rosary, with her background in theater, she was interested in making a foray into TV. And I've worked in TV and film. And so she was like, how do I raise money to make this TV show? And how do I get this off the ground? And so we just started talking about it. And she said, I've got a role that would be great for you. And it was Kitten Levitt. So we had coffee a couple weeks later and just started talking about it. And Rosary asked, can I meet the people who produced your film? And so I introduced her to Jen, and then that's how the ball got rolling.
Is this drama? Is it satire? It's storytelling. But how authentic is this Garden District, and how much are y'all having fun with it?
I would say it's satire, it's drama, it's not at all like a soap opera. It is very much current to date. It's like what it really is like to live in the Garden District and to come from that kind of wealth and what those expectations are when you come from those types of families and when you decide you want to do something different than what those families expect, all those types of things. It's, you know, it's set in the Garden District, but it's really about the characters.
How inside New Orleans is this? I will say that there is a must-view trailer that Brian Batt filmed that talks about this family and New Orleans and carnival and wearing seersucker and linen in the summer and blue blazers in the winter. So there's a lot of very inside New Orleans storylines to it. Is that integral to what you're doing?
Yes, definitely. Especially like as Kitten, I grew up in that debutante society. I wasn't a debutante, but, you know, I saw a lot of, the culture that's around it. And, it's very much, I think, integral because I think Kitten wants to experience something different. She wants to broaden her horizons than just stay kind of in the confines of the house, so to speak, or just what this wealthy society expects from her.
Tell me a little bit about the process. Where are you in it and where are you going?
So you mentioned the little piece that we did with Brian Batt, which is a really neat just little snippet of what it is. So from that, we were able to fundraise again to get the money enough to do this 20-minute short story. It's sort of a mini pilot, to be honest. And then what our plan is to be able to take this now to studios to show them the type of quality film we're trying to do so that we can get somebody to sign us up for 10 episodes or 12 episodes. But this has been a process of you do something small to get to the next little thing, to get to the next little thing. So we need a lot of help from a lot of people still to get to the next step.
For more about Garden District, please go to their Facebook page, which is Garden District, a New Orleans TV series, or you can go to vianolavie.org or wwno.org to find out more. Thank you, Kelly and Jennifer, for being here today. I know this is going to be one of the most talked about shows ever in New Orleans, and we can't wait to see it.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.